Hey, real talk on Pylon. This is a speed-to-lead tool for home service contractors, basically an AI that texts a homeowner back in under 90 seconds when they fill out a form, click your Angi listing, or call after hours, then qualifies them and books the appointment before the plumber down the street even sees the lead notification. The buyer I keep picturing is a guy running a four-truck HVAC shop. He's got two guys on installs, one on a warranty call, and he himself is elbow deep in a furnace swap when his phone rings. He doesn't answer. The homeowner moves down the list. The case for this product is built on real behavior. Lead conversion drops over 400% if you wait longer than 5 minutes, and most contractors respond in 2 to 3 hours. That gap is genuine. I believe it. On the math, Pylon positions itself against hiring a dispatcher or answering service at $3,000 to $5,000 a month. If they're pricing at a few hundred dollars a month and they've got 400 plus teams on the platform like the page claims, you can see a real business in there. But here is where I get honest. The unit economics live or die on churn. Home service owners do not love software subscriptions. If Pylon doesn't visibly hand them a job in the first 2 weeks, they cancel and they don't come back. Your entire model depends on getting every new customer to that first "Pylon just booked me a $1,400 job" moment before month two arrives. The one reason this could actually work is the integration list. Service Titan, Jobber, House Call Pro, Field Edge, Angi, Thumbtack. If those connections are genuinely functional and not just logo wear on a landing page, Pylon fits into the workflows contractors already use without asking anyone to change their habits. That is harder to build than it looks, and it's a real defensible position if it holds. The ugly part is category saturation. Hatch, Signpost, and every major field service platform is already rolling out AI response features. You are building something the big players are turning into a free checkbox. The window to establish Pylon as a standalone brand before that closes is not wide, and it is shrinking every quarter. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.